Hello everyone, and welcome to Leading Self and Others podcast, a podcast exclusively based on how you can effectively lead your life and the people around you, anywhere, any place. Every week you'll be provided with some nourishing dose of thought-provoking and influential messages. Here is your host, Venkatesh, human resources professional, leadership speaker, and author of two acclaimed books, Rise to Lead You and You and Your World.
Hello everyone, this is Venkatesh. Today I'm going to speak with you something you are going to resonate with. That is to clear your mind. Mind is not the place to keep your garbage. You are not your mind, and that is the misunderstood notion of identifying yourself through your thoughts. To be able to liberate yourself from the ultimate sources of sufferings, at the same time elevate yourself into a higher level of consciousness, you have to free your mind. The mind should serve you and become the tool that should be used consciously. When you start focusing on the current process and choose to use your mind to support you rather than making your mind to use you, you become the master of your thoughts that arise from your mind. For your surprise, the truth is that you cannot let go easily of all your past worries and mistakes that caused you so badly. In fact, they are always going to stay in one's mind. It is so easy to advise anybody to let go than doing it the times of suffer. But you have to let all your worries and events that stuck in your mind a bidding go, which is not easy. But cannot let those stuffs you carry on your mind to hold you back from acting positively or thinking creatively or even projecting yourself freely and express yourself to the world. Negative incidents and feelings have a way of popping up at inconvenient times and distract us from the good things in life. It is your personal choice to clear your mind frequently. The key word here is frequently, or always stay with those unwanted past events that sabotage your mental peace. So, what do you do to clear those unwanted thoughts? Distract. Frequent distraction from those unwanted thoughts. Simply distract yourself by doing any activity that expects your full attention. At first, it is highly challenging, but when you challenge the challenge, it will be your usual practice to come out of the mental struggles. When you bring all your attention on one task or target, you cannot think double. Even if those unwanted negative thoughts passes your mind, just come back and do what you're doing now. So the key word here is consciousness. Because overthinking never land you in a safer place, and it affects the persons around you too. So overthinking is not going to only affect you, but also the people around you, also the relationships you are going to have with them. Many of our trouble lies when thinking becomes too much, that it proves to be redundant and unnecessary. Sometimes you allow it to become harmful and destructive. For instance, just take this. If you think too much of the past and all of its mistakes, or the relationship that put you in an intricate state, you get emotionally stunted and discouraged. What is the use of those events or mistakes? They are mere lessons. It touched you to teach you not only what could be done better, but also what ought not to be done at all. Then, if you overly think of the future and all of its uncertainties, it brings you anxieties and fears that are not helpful in the least way. The point is to become conscious and aware of what your mind thinks and contains at the moment and guard it against any bad elements that take you to negativity. It is not a single time decision but a choice you can make at any required moment, because this will help you in healing yourself from your past. No goals or aim can replace your inner healing, but you must start somewhere. So, instead of thinking creatively, if one's mind wanders over a problem without an end, it clearly depicts the sign of mental blockage or an unclear and confused status. To remove the mental blockage, the remedy is to choose mind clearance. Follow the exercise that I learned from one of my mentors. Do it whenever you feel stuck or practice it daily as an early morning ritual. When you are struck with all of your past events that you do not want to hold it anymore, find a lonely place, take a paper and write all your worries, negative events and the mistakes you did in past that bothers you. Take a matchbox and fire it in one corner and see the fire as all your worries. Your worries are just burning down. For any immediate relief, one of the most effective, simplest ways is to distract yourself. But distracting yourself is not a permanent solution, because distracting cannot help you to heal. Distracting will help you only to distract for that particular moment. So literally choose to redirect your mind to something else, preferably engrossing and consuming or interesting and positive way. Stay away or limit your time as much as possible with people or situations that tend to lead you to overthinking into a negative feeling. Identify who and what are those and how you can decrease your exposure to those triggers. So be cautious of all the triggers that is around you and make yourself guard against all those negative elements. You choose what energy you want to flow inside you. That is the energy you will express outside to the world. All the very best. This is Leading Self and Others.
Last but never the end. Buckle up to get inspired and more realistic thoughts from Venkatesh. Make sure to subscribe now, just so you don't miss any episode. If you think this podcast has inspired you and may help someone you care, please share Leading Self and Others.